A Bulldozer's American Dream. At the construction site, the bulldozer works days and nights. No, it is the man inside who works. The man and his machine are one. After the stars and dogs and coffees brewed with hands of his loved one, her night hair of soft river. Out of his own volition, the man chose to participate in this heavy lifting labor. Wrong. It's the machine that does. The man, as he desires, is the mastermind of the machine, like a torn meat that drives any carnival crazy. No more than 25, the man's knotted forearm grips the handle and the machine's hydraulic stick follows, an extension of his body, and to that extent, his mind. His mind, as we know it, does not want to be a man or anything with a preconceived structure. But how can he resist this pleasure? His ripped thighs harvesting, his glazed nape taut as a stag skin discharging summer rain. It is the mind that cannot resist this sweet perk of the earth. It is the mind that tames the bulldozer's tender monstrosity and orders it to pick up with connivance those dusk-damaged bones for its master and dig into the deep-delved darkness and interior otherwise unattainable. At some evenings, the man leaves the construction site for steaks and candles and wine thickened as plagued blood, musing the neck of his wife, whose good flesh continuous as his dreams in which the earth will never betray him, for he is its filial son, competent at his duty, fill the earth and subdue it. Then the machine, without its master, lowers its bucket in rain. Then through the hard latticework of this city, the cold sight of the sodium light arrives late, discriminating the crane's rusted limbs, its metal drilled by a known silence. It hurts to look at it, a sad thing. The machine still is not a part of anything.